Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. You know I'm a recording artist, a songwriter, and you know I'm going to talk about that, you know, but I also have to use my mind. But this podcast is going to be a little different. I am going to mention my music because I'm going to continue to talk about music and stuff as an artist, but I want to talk about politics, as I said before. After doing podcasts for about 7 years, 8 years, it's been a joy to do, but I feel I have to speak my mind about things that are of concern for me. And all my podcasts, as you know, as I mentioned many times before, are not scripted. They just come from my head. It's improvised. Well, I want to talk about prejudice and trauma. Because prejudice and trauma hurt society. You know, being a person of color, African American, it is very difficult to live as an African American person in a society and try to be somebody and to live comfortably. The odds for African American men and women to succeed is very difficult. But I'm not going to emphasize on that one minority alone. It's just very difficult. Be yourself in general. It's difficult to live life on your own terms because there's so much ignorance in American society in relation to people who simply are not open enough to see people who want to live life on their terms. You know, as I said, being an African-American male, I see, you know, it's hard to find a job. Is more susceptible to be put in jail or lose your life than to live comfortably. More susceptible to be a victim of racism or victim of crime than it is to blossom in a society. And they said systematic racism, it still exists. And when they said this is not a racist society, I disagree. I disagree with the powers that be in the mainstream, because it's just observation, not only by the observation of how my life, how I perceive what has happened to me, but you can look at what's going on in the nation, how Asian Americans are being attacked simply for ignorance related to COVID. COVID had nothing to do with Asian Americans. How Jews continue to be attacked for ignorance related to anti-Semitism. Which is wrong. It's wrong to attack any religion. Black people are still being discriminated simply because of the way they look. Women, gay people. You know, it really is sad. Well, these are my opinions. I strongly believe this is what's going on, but it is changing. We came a long way, but we got a long way to go. You know, the Supreme Court decision on foster care was another indication of ignorance and bigotry. You know, it really is sad that in 2021, you know, people are still ignorant about gay people. They let the Catholic group in Philadelphia continue their discrimination, not allowing LGBT or gay people to be foster parents simply because of their sexuality. I don't think that's right. The Supreme Court is 6-3 conservative, and I think that they possess an ignorance that's still going on in this society that's destroying it. We can't let this type of discrimination continue in the court system, but unfortunately, you have justices on the Supreme Court who endorse a discrimination simply because they're gay. They can't be foster parents. has been shown that the gay people can be great foster parents, and many there are many gay men and women who have adopted children or have children. So they sided with a Catholic social service who's in Philadelphia. They're entitled to renew the contract for screening foster parents, and they violate city law because they can't consider married LGBT couples. I mean, that's not right. It's a loss. It really is sad. They're endorsing discrimination. It's like the guy in Colorado, religious freedom is no excuse to discriminate. I can understand if it's a private business that's not affiliated with a city or federal government. That's why I think that the government, and particularly the Congress, need to pass a law for Equality Act. They need to address this. They need to pass a law. They must. That's the only way to stop this discrimination. If this discrimination continues, it's going to tear this country apart. It already caused so much atrocities. As someone who's seen discrimination in my own life and been discriminated in many forms, I have to just talk about this because this is wrong. Pure wrong in the 21st century. But I do believe it's going to change. There has to be something done about this. You know, it's really the truth. It's also, just for people's, this also, what I'm talking about is related to people's image or, basic general situations. Like people thought because I was heavy set, I can't be a lead singer. So a lead singer always had to be a skinny person. That's a form of discrimination. I've written it in my song Unique about it, The Experience. Because I don't like that. It means I have to prove people wrong by looking at the talent or what I can give, the personality, to the audience. Any forms of discrimination that's based on ignorance is wrong. So I'm not just talking about people on basic, women, gay, black, whatever. And that's still an ongoing issue that I like to talk about more. I won't like to talk about that alone. Because that's wrong. The foster care judgment by the Supreme Court is wrong because it's homophobia. You got homophobic Supreme Court justices who simply are not in touch with the reality of this planet and the way this country and the diversity that this country has continued. And there must be some political, legal changes made through Congress, need to be contacted to pass the law, and they need to get better Supreme Court justices. It's the only way. And it will happen. Time does bring about changes. Just like with black people and inequality. Of course, I experienced that too as a black person, but in general. Or women, or Jews, or any type of minority. Disabled, Latino, it's not fair. Or anybody, poor, whatever. It's just not fair. It's just not fair. People do not have to endure with low self-esteem being judged by who they are. Categories have nothing to do with the person. When I'm talking about categories, natural instinct. People feel they were born that way, and it's scientifically proved that people were born that way. It doesn't cause no disease. It doesn't. It's not something that's abnormal. It's just been a part of nature since the beginning of time, and people need to realize it. So that's how I view things. And then I'm gonna bring up basic general prejudices. People judge people in the entertainment industry by their hair color or their whether they're skinny or fat or whatever. That's a form of prejudice, too, and that's wrong, too. There's lots of people who are heavyset, who did very well in music, who were who sold a lot of records. Yes, they were extremely talented vocalists like Ann Wilson or Aretha Franklin or Patti LaBelle. They were heavyset, or Luther Vandross, R&B, pop, rock, Meatloaf. They were Smash Mouth. There are tons. Gene Simmons. He didn't have the you don't have to be photogenically beautiful to be a lead singer or to be in movies. So, you know, prejudice of any type hurts society. It causes trauma. It causes trauma. It causes more problems simply because of being judged and not allowed to have freedom or rights. And I know this decision by the Supreme Court could affect a lot of people who are gay, their rights to be who they need to be. Just like a lot of decisions and a lot of things in society affect people of African-American who suffer even more judged by the color of their skin and can't get a job, or they're being a victim of crime or racism since because they happen to be black. Or, you know, women or any type of minority or any type or in generalized descriptions of discrimination when people are searching for someone to be in a movie or to be a lead singer of a group. Or whatever it is, we should not judge by a book by its cover. There's a lot of people who have something to offer who may not look the part, but they can definitely bring in the masses and change the industry to help people be more wiser in their judgment. Because any type of prejudice hurts society. It causes trauma. Trauma hurts society. And I do believe that in time it will change. It surely will. It surely will change. That's what I believe. It surely will change. One day at a time. And I'll talk to you soon.